Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen, Mad Dog Englishman, gone on to his final reward. We still got his music, though. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. We're talking about a couple of three different things. Just got through debating whether Wall Street and Main Street is disconnected from each other. Sam says they're not. I say they are. We had a great debate about that. Now we're going to talk about the economy, because he and I disagree a little bit on this too. Sam, what do you think about the economy? By the way, hold on. Sam, yeah. Folks, Sam is a great financial management mind, great CEO, a counselor, and one of the smartest guys I know, NorwoodAnalytics.com. Check out his website. Sam, go ahead.
Okay, good. Well, thank you. On the economy, we've had a couple of negative recent signals. One of these is housing starts looked pretty rough. Declined down to 897,000 starts. That's down from where it's been about a million one at an
right.
annual run rate.
Right.
And people go, oh,
a million is a good handle, isn't it?
Yeah, million one. It used to be, I mean, in the great old days, 1.5 million.
Right.
But we think that this, you know, so 1.1 million has been sort of been pretty good in the past year. So less than that, we go, oh my gosh. Of course, the other thing that took a hit this month, in February, was mm-hmm. employment.
Yeah.
It was weak. It's been weak.
126,000
new jobs. So
it takes more than that, Sam, to take care of the new guys coming in.
Exactly. So we go, well, does this the signal of a weakening economy? My vote is no. It's not. It's temporary. It's weather related. And not to give you a weather report.
Yeah, I'm not buying the weather story. But go ahead.
I've heard that one.
You know, you know the thing about this weather argument, Sam. We have weather all the time, so come on, give me a break.
But hey, ask somebody up in Boston how's it been this past.
But
week?
Boston does not a national economy make.
Well, that's true. True. All right. So here's what I think. And GDP, okay, was a little weaker in the fourth quarter. What, 2.2? Had been up around 3 and 4 in the two previous two quarters. So are we heading down? I don't think so. Take it as a perturbation in the secular stream of the economy still going up. It's going up maybe at a smaller rate, but still going up. And I would continue to bet that in the coming quarters, I think the first quarter is going to be pretty. It'll be positive, but maybe in the 1.5%.
Yeah, yeah.
But figure this year at 2.5 to 3% is what I believe. I predicted
that the economy would grow at closer to 3 all year long. I was more optimistic about this year. But Sam, the thing about housing that we need to take into consideration is we've got a different demographic makeup in America than we used to have.
Yeah.
We're going to have to reset our standards, our benchmarks for housing, because you got a whole generation, 86 million Americans coming into the marketplace who aren't buying houses in their 20s like you and I did.
Well, by the time I was
30, I was living in the second house, my second
I was
that I owned. And I built the second one. So my point is the Gen Ys these days, you know, they're in their fourth rental apartment or something. You know, they're not buying houses like we did.
Well, in the past few years, those who are coming out of college are coming out with $20,000, $30,000, $40,000.
They owe a house,
maybe more. They can't.
Yeah, that's right.
can't buy a car or a house.
That's a demographic change that I'm saying, which regardless of whether there's anybody's fault or not, that the point is that it affects the housing, which affects the economy. Now but I'm still going to bring back why the economy's not doing great right now. Uh-huh. I'm still putting it back on Wall Street, Sam,
uh-huh.
because Wall Street takes product to market, takes the money out, and they put it out of a local community. They're less likely these days than they were prior to 2008. They're less likely to come back and put any money back into that marketplace through doing business with small business vendors. They're not doing that as much as they used to.
Yeah, well,
that's that's the reason. If small business is half the economy, I believe a full 1% of the growth of the economy is because of lack of investment by Wall Street back into the mainstream economy.
Well, consider the reason why. There's slower growth means less need for growth investment, and slower growth in the economy means that business can more easily live on their own generated cash flow. So that's a good reason, and right now I also believe that things are there's a leftover of uncertainty, a feeling of uncertainty and high risk because of the experience we've had in the past 5 years, which has been just wrenching and
hurting,
awful. And
it's hurting
worst
everyone
in our lifetime.
He's hurting everyone, and
yeah.
I'll tell you something. You and I haven't even talked about the stupid any business policies coming out of Washington.
Yeah, that,
when you got an NLRB that's trying to claim McDonald's is a McDonald's franchisee employee is connected to the mothership corporation, that's anti-business, Sam.
Yeah,
and just for union organization purposes, and there's about 100 examples like that. Hold on to this thought. We're going to have more debate with Sam Norwood. And me after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.